No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today, Flacco and I are talking to one of the hottest artists out of the Bronx right now.
The face of the Bronx.
The face of the Bronx. We're going with the face. Use Jeez is in the building.
The actual face of the Bronx, though. You feel me?
Okay. Right. Tell me.
No, listen. So I actually got some flack for this, right? So during my Kasa Not interview with me, you, and Kai, right?
Mm-hmm.
I called him the face of the Bronx. Now, when I called him the face of the Bronx, the New York pages posted it, et cetera, and backlash came, right? So,
oh, they're thirsty.
Bro, they was at me for that.
They went crazy.
Kai's in a different category.
Yeah, like he's like more in the mainstream category.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a ridiculous fan base that is way bigger than like almost any musician, realistically.
His fan base is ridiculous.
Yeah, man. No, right? So, like, why do you feel like you're the face of the Bronx, man?
I feel like the way I came up, like, it was just different, feel me? Like I saw it more harder, you feel me? Like I went more hard, like, I don't know, like, a lot of people had help. Like, I didn't really have that much help, you feel me? Like, it was just me and the people I was surrounded with. It was either we help each other or we just nobody, you get what I'm saying?
So what were your early days like? Like, when you were a young guy, what was your
play? I was outside, bro. Outside every day, kicking in stores, wilding, bro. I was a young, reckless kid, bro.
Right.
I was not even going to school.
And you're from the same place as Sha G's? Who
Sha G's is more like from the uptown part of the Bronx. Okay. I'm more like downtown, feel me? Like, on the south side.
So how'd you
more near, like all the main other rappers, you get what I'm saying?
Okay. And so how'd you end up connecting with him?
It's like we are part of like the same, like not trying to say like we
group,
like we around the same people, you get what I'm saying? Like, so it's not like too hard for us to know about each other. Like, if one of our friends is rapping, like, I'm gonna know about him, you get what I'm saying? Like, cause we are part of the same area, like type shit. Like, we are part of the same people.
Got it.
So.
For sure. So what was your life like as a young man coming up in the Bronx though? What kind of kid were you?
I was quiet. I was not really trying to get into it. Like, I was one of those kids, like, when I come from school, like, I play with my friends in the park, play ball. It was always these gang members from my block. These used to always run down on me, boy. Whip my ass, feel me? I used to always get jumped after school, feel me? I try to holler at one of their girls, feel me? And I didn't know that was one of their girls. She told them. They saw me playing ball one day. Crash me, gangster.
Wow.
I had to fight niggas and shit. I'm like, damn, I gotta go through every day. I live in they block.
Yeah.
Crazy.
How'd you make that situation go away eventually?
So eventually we got older. Start putting it to the side, feel me? We all fought it out, feel me? Called it a night, man. We all from the same side. We gotta stick with each other, feel me?
Definitely.
Thanks.
So you were always a big music fan throughout all that?
Yeah, I was always a music fan. It's just that, like, when I was younger, like, I ain't really, like, think about putting my all into it, get it? Like, I was, like, more on some still little kid type. Get what I'm saying? Like, I was more into, the, like, video games, streets. I was outside playing ball, gangster.
Right.
I wasn't really in the studio type.
Okay. But would you say that your parents had money, or did you have, like, a pretty broke
upbringing? No, I ain't gonna lie. We didn't really have it like that, gangster.
Because they're Africans.
Like, we African gangster.
What's that mean?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, Africans got money.
You know, okay. Yeah.
Africans got money, but we ain't really have it, feel me? So we had to get it, gangster.
So your family's
I got
like
it the hallway.
Your family's like first generation Africans or some shit, or
I don't really know, feel me? I don't really know the generations and all that. I know he's first generation
because he was born here.
Nah, okay. I was born here, yeah. That's a fact.
Okay.
So my mom is from the island though.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom from back home, my father from back home.
So what'd they raise you like? Are they super strict?
Very strict. Like, pow, pow. I dropped something, pow. Like, it was on some. It was hands, very hands-on. Hands and feet on.
Belts.
they use wires, not belts. You heard? They whip your ass while you're in the shower.
But you were getting into trouble early?
Nah, yeah. That's because I used to be a hard-headed kid in school.
Uh-huh.
School, I used to never pay attention to the teacher. Teacher talk, I'm talking to somebody else. She'd be like, oh, you used to pay attention. I'd be like, shut up. Feel me? She'd be like, oh,
shut up. Yeah.
She'd be like, you being disrespectful. I'm going to call your father. I'd be like, man, please don't call him. Because I already know once you call him, it's over. Like, he don't want to talk. He already told me once I get called to come to the school, I'm whooping your ass. You feel me?
Damn.
So I already know what type of time my family was on. They strict.
Has they ever threatened, like, to send you back to Africa, though?
I went. They actually did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn, nah, that's crazy.
They sent me right like, hear, back.
Because we hear, like, I went and our parents threaten all the time.
I was out there. My first time going out there was when I was 6.
Oh, wow.
Word, bro. They sent me out there because I was being a little badass. I was out there for, like, 2 years. I thought they lied to me. They said, yo, you're going to be there for 2 weeks. I said, oh, yeah, I'm lit. I'm just going to 2-week vacation. I was out there for 2 years.
But you couldn't have been getting in that much trouble young,
yeah,
right?
I was, bro. I ain't gonna lie, I was.
What? Like, I can't even imagine a 6-year-old being able to do that much.
I threw a whole brick of, like, snow. I thought it was snow. It was ice in the snow, you heard? And my mom's shop, it broke her whole window. and she tried to grab me, feel me? Tried to whip me with the broom. That shit fake cut me on my wrist and shit. Feel me? I tried to run. I was a little badass.
Wow.
Very
That's
bad.
Crazy.
And I had the mohawk. So I was bad.
You had a mohawk. You think that helped you be a demon? Yeah. So you feel like you
they
guys
said that's
have
the demon cut. Right
do you guys
there.
Have like a kindred spirit thing going on because you're both from there?
No. So like he's from Cameroon, right?
I'm from Ivory Coast.
Well, same Rock. Thing, right? Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So like Liberia and like Ivory Coast is like right next to each other.
Yeah. It's not too far.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So kindred spirit, no. Right. But I'm just gonna be honest. Right. Right. Like in his music. Is what I enjoy the most, right? From coming out of the Bronx right now.
This dude raps like a demon, straight out of hell. It's like a death metal singer type.
Everybody
effect.
Say that, man.
I know. No, right, but like it wasn't always like that though, right? Cause like even
nah,
like
it definitely
yeah,
wasn't.
Right? Right. Cause during Up It, you know, and you were like real clear. You feel me? Kind of like, you know, right? Like you was clear, you know, like we could hear you, but it was still like deep and raspy, right? So like how'd you go from I guess the Up It to where you're at now with like the just deep.
Shit, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I start like perfecting more of my craft. Like, I start, no, I'm not trying to cap. I start listening to a few other rappers, feel me?
Yeah.
And cool. That's like, damn, bro, that's great.
K-Flock?
Nah, no cap, gangster.
Like, wait, Paul, stop. So, like, K-Flock influence your current voice?
Nah, like, not my voice, but yeah. like how I speak, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and how I deliver on the track, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all about how you deliver on the track, you get what I'm saying? Your track gotta be about, you get like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like the vibe on the beat.
Of course.
Like, it's gonna give you, like, a different way how to talk, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like, if you heard my
the
song,
cadence.
Warzone Part 2.
Yeah.
Like, that shit gave me demon vibes. Like,
yeah, that's like the one that I was sending
that
to everybody.
Retarded.
Like, yo, check this out. This dude's Wars fucking
on
crazy.
Part two. Crazy. I ain't gonna lie. That's my favorite song to this day. I still play that shit every day.
That looks to me, though. Like
everybody
right?
say that yeah, looks, yeah. bro. Like, I got, like, I don't know. Like, all my old music, I don't really play that no more. Like,
oh, no?
I don't listen to my old music, gang. I listen to, like, the new shit I draw, like, Dottie Bop,
yeah.
probably Naughty Bop, feel me? And, like, unreleased I got, and a few other songs, but I don't really listen to the songs I first started, like, Step.
Good question, though, right?
I don't really listen to them.
Right, so, like, in the, like, the really early videos, right, like, you always had, like, this Eazy-E look, like, the dark glasses, right? So, I think it was, like, around, bro, I forgot, like, probably, like, around, like, 4 music videos ago, and you just, like, stopped wearing the glasses. Why?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, it's because I fake broke my glasses.
Oh, you broke
my Louis shade, man. Coming out the building, bro, I said like this. I try to take it off, the shit popped. I said, never. Yeah. How the hell? I had these glasses for like 8 months. I'm like, nah.
You gotta just hit Canal Street.
Yeah, man.
$5.
My hell.
That don't work. It's all the same, man.
What's Canal Street? Like, that's like a place.
Canal Street is where they sell all the fake shit, y'all. Don't go over there. They gonna get your ass. They got the fake APs,
yeah.
fake rollies. They got all that shit.
Yo, so speaking of fake shit, right? So Lil TJ dissed you, and he said, "How can the face of the Bronx wear fake Gucci?" Right now, like when you Damn. now
I didn't know that. For the record, when I said the fucking Canal Street, I did not know that. I would not have said that. That's awkward.
Like, Gangsta, right? He said that.
Right. So. I seen that for Lil TJ, and then, like, a few others, and then the fans, like, began to adopt, yo, like, G's wear, you know, like, fake designers, right? So, like, what's your response to that shit, man?
That shit is corny. Like, everybody just be coming up with, like, they don't got nothing bad to say about you.
Yeah.
Like, they gonna say something else, you feel me? Like, just to bring your character down, bro. That shit, I don't care about that shit. Like, nigga not gonna, so you telling me my money fake?
Nah. Where's the photo? If they're saying you're worth some fake shit.
Well, I photo dropped, yeah.
I walked in a jeweler and I dropped, oh my God, I don't want to choke. They know
60,000.
Come on. They know how much, bro.
But 60,000 for
that. So are you saying that the photo is fake or whatever? Is there a photo? Well,
nah, he's saying like, that I took a picture with my sneakers on, feel me?
Uh-huh.
And he's saying like, my sneakers is fake. So like that's he basically he corny like I don't know what he's trying to get out of that.
But are you surprised to hear an artist that big feeling the need to diss you?
I mean, shit. If an artist that big is saying something about me, what that tells you about me?
You're doing something.
Thank you.
Making some noise.
That's it. That's all I just keep doing.
But was that a total surprise, or is he from somewhere that don't get along with you or something?
I wasn't expecting Lil TJ to say something about me. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like he like. Over there, you get what I'm saying? He there.
The biggest out the Bronx, yeah.
Yeah, like he one of them, feel me? So it's really like a surprise to me. Like, this nigga, Lil TJ, talking about me. Everybody tagging me, yo, you show Lil TJ.
Because you got beef with like a million different people. So that must have just been a surprise.
EBS for real. Everybody shot.
Man. Yo, right. So like back to K Flock though, right? So like how did you go
Free Flock. Free all the guys.
Right, so well. Okay, listen, so that, I'm shocked, right? Okay, so how'd you go from being, I guess, influenced by him to, like, having the beef?
This shit is weird, bro. Niggas be bringing up people, friends that pass, you feel me? That shit, crazy, bro. I don't know, bro. That shit is, and it's on, like, history, feel me? Like, it was, like, that's been back then beef, you feel me?
Yeah.
That's not, like, something that was new.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he just now came out rapping, feel me? So people just now knowing about a lot of situations.
Yo, yeah, listen. Right, so like the night that he got booked and you went live now. Now yo, that live stream, yo.
That shit went viral.
Yo, bro, listen, yo, like you were fucking possessed. Like you called him stupid for doing that. It's over, K Flock.
Alright, so Y'all look at this, right?
Yeah.
A nigga that just hit 10 million views, right?
Yeah.
And that's lit in the streets. He's lit more than the streets. You lit overseas, gang. And you just got locked up for, feel me? You
the
know,
body,
I don't know. I'm not saying I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, you fucked your career up, gang. You don't think so?
But isn't that basically what, like, a huge percentage of rappers are saying that they'll do if somebody presses them?
My man, bro, I'm not even putting myself in them sneakers. You know where I'm going to be? Home. I'll be chilling in my crib. When I got to go outside, that's when I go outside, feel me? I don't walk around the block so a nigga could see me and know who I am and be like, yo, you feel me? Like, I don't do shit like that, feel me? Like, I'm more smart. That's how I say he fucked his career, because he's more higher than us. You get what I'm saying? And niggas really expect more from that nigga. Like, niggas expect him to move more tack, you know what I'm saying? Like, move more smarter with his career.
He was trying to take advantage of the COVID era because he was rocking the mask and thinking he could just do anything because he got the mask on.
Mm-hmm.
It's free that man.
Yeah. You have, now, okay, right? So, like, you
saying, I was jailing nobody. That shit crazy.
Right. But some might say, though, right, the K Flock, like, being, you know, like, locked up, like, shined, like, more light on, like, everybody else, you feel me? Right?
You don't think so?
I def think so.
All right, shake it. Now look, shake it.
I dropped my phone.
Yeah.
Shake it. Look, they got Cardi B on the track.
Mm.
Yeah.
Big feature. And they got Dougie B and the other little nigga, Barbie 300. Have you ever heard of a kid named Barbie 300?
Nah. Well, me, yes, but, you know, like.
No, you, nah, but not, I'm asking yet. Adam, like, did you ever hear somebody named Barbie 300?
I mean, I'm sure he's a great guy.
No, he's good.
It doesn't personally ring a bell. I'm not 100% tapped in.
He's not OD nice, but he got a little talent, feel me?
Right.
I'm not going to hate on the man because I don't fuck with him, you feel me? But long story short, like, what I'm saying is, what I'm trying to explain is, like, people like that, like, just for them getting on a song with their mans that's lit, will get them a lot of attention. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, nobody in the industry ever heard him. That was probably his first song he probably really went, like, viral on, feel me? Like, if you ever look at all the other artists that's in the Bronx, they got a category of, feel me, or you see how they really came up, feel me? A lot of, bunch of them, like, they came over with, like, one hit songs, like, getting on the song with they mans, and that shit hit off with a big feature. You get what I'm saying?
Like, but what was that like for you, just sitting at home, and then you just see it pop up, Cardi B doing a song with your ops?
I ain't gonna lie, I was like, they won. They won.
Beef over.
Gotta get it.
They won. Cause me, Sha G's, and my mans, Nestle Flock, we dropped the song called 300 Flock a Shot, and we did it, we dropped it before them, feel me?
Mm.
So, that shit knocked our shit out the
same
way.
Same beat, yeah.
Same beat, so that shit knocked our shit out the way. We had 3.2 mil, they shit had 52 mil.
But when did you really get serious about the music? Like, when did you feel like you really started to go 100% with it?
Shit, after I really made that Lokes, that shit went bananas, boy. Mm. That shit had like 11,000 videos on TikTok. I'm like, oh, nah, it had the popular shit next to it. I'm like, oh shit, I'm going crazy. Mm. I'm like, nah, I can keep going. Bro. Why not?
Gotta do it.
Gotta do
you
it.
You signed yet? Go up. No, you had interest though? Because your man Shaw just did. You happy for him?
My son Shaw just signed, gangster.
But are you, now you kind of looking at it like, shit, maybe I should get on the
I'm looking at it like, feel me? Like, we gonna learn, you get what I'm saying? Mm. Like, we gonna go up, we gonna learn, you get what I'm saying? It's all how you, feel me, you play your cards. You get what I'm saying? You play your cards right. You don't know, but you might be the richest, bro. Mm. Gangster,
you're not signed yet, though, man?
Nah, what am I, mother? I'm not signed.
How you afford a $60,000 chain, man?
I'm telling you, man, this is...
What?
This is independence, man. I get a check every week off my streams. That's what me, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't... Just, for all the other artists that don't know, yes, you can get paid without a label. All you need to do is up your music on United Masters, DistroKid, feel me? Go crazy. You're going to see your numbers go up. By the end of the month, you're going to have like 3-4 bins in your shit.
You're getting 95% of it versus if you sign to a label, you might be getting like 20% of it or whatever.
Or to my mother.
Mm. But you up now, here, right? Gangster. But you up.
Now, when you own your royalties, when you own your masters, feel me? Every dollar is yours. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Every dollar is yours. No white man owns your money. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course, man.
Gangster.
But you up right now and got some money, man. So why that female came on live and said, use these broke, man?
Who?
So like you actually.
What are you talking about?
Now, no names.
You
right?
Spend a lot of time on Instagram Live, huh?
Nah,
yeah.
Nah, I'm sure you catch the uploads.
Seen it live, right?
I didn't see this.
He probably didn't see it. That live was crazy.
Right. So pretty much, a chick that he was fucking with. Now I'll be real. She's bad as fuck. I was not expecting you to pull something like that, bro. I'm talking, bro. It's a chick.
You don't think he's handsome?
I mean, like a girl called him handsome. Though, you feel me? Right? You feel me? Right? My nigga cute, you feel me? Pause.
I'm sure he's getting plenty of ass, friends.
No, but she was bad as fuck, though, right?
I gotta scope this.
And she came out and said that, like, you were broke. Now, exactly how did that beef start?
No, I don't know. But females just be weird, bro. I don't know. I feel like females just be saying anything nowadays, bro. Like,
yeah.
Just to make it sound good.
How was she mad, though?
She was mad over some bullshit, gang. Really, though.
Like what?
Over some shit, like, I felt, you get what I'm saying? Like, I felt like it was weird shit going on, so I addressed the situation, you get what I'm saying?
Right?
That's a whole different situation, talking about that.
Okay.
I'm talking about, like, feel me, like, on some, like, I don't really want to get, but it was, like, on some...
She choosing?
Not choosing, like, she was on some weird shit, like, I was just, like, peeping weird vibes and weird shit she be doing, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, feel me? Like, I ain't gonna lie, like, would you rather, like, would you want your female, like, bending over in front of all your niggas, like, when all your friends is around? Right? I'm asking you a question. Like,
she could do it on OnlyFans, but not at the office party.
Like, is this porn or something? Like, really? Like, shit?
No, that's a separate business, yeah.
Like, yeah, like, why you gotta, like, calm down? Like, you gotta, like, she's a female that's, like, like bartenders and shit. So like she, she's feminine. You get what I'm saying? Like I get it. That's you. I'm not stopping what you do, but like that's crazy.
But would you rather fuck with a bartending escort bitch, or would you rather fuck with a grimy ass chick from around the way in the Bronx?
Neither both. They both. They both ain't it. I'm telling you,
she fucking the ops though.
After me, it was Dusty Lo Kane.
She fucked Dusty Lo Kane. I ain't gonna lie though. A bunch of chicks wished that they could have fucked Pop Smoke.
Nah, word. I ain't gonna lie.
That's so, the next one to it.
Nah, word. I ain't gonna lie. Gangsta, that is the next one to it. I get it. Shit, bitches love niggas with a deep voice. Bitches love dark skin niggas, bro. You get what I'm saying?
That's so good. She got donkey fucked by like Dusty Lo Kane. And then, like, she was on the phone with, like, K-Flock? Bro, speak on that, man. Like,
is there, like, a Reddit that you're in where you find out about all this stuff?
Nah.
Okay.
It was a big deal. And on, like, IG that day, you feel
okay,
me?
Okay.
He went live.
I'm impressed by your journalism. Don't worry.
Me? Right? So, but, bro, when you found out that the love of your life was on the phone with the ops trying to, you know, like, chase some K-Flock penis, man, like, what was your freaking reaction, dog? Like, damn, the ops.
You are hilarious.
Man, I don't know, man. She said I wasn't K-Flock. That's what she
Hey, man.
To this day, I just be laughing, bro. What can I say? Hey, it wasn't K-Flock.
Damn.
Hey. Damn. Who was it? By Flock? Shit.
Yo. Flock? Yo, listen, though, but, like, I like also realized though that like after she called you broke, but you moved out the projects to like a new apartment, man. Is that why you moved, man?
That's not exactly why shit. Never let people know your next steps. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Always let people know that you in a struggle position. Feel me? Because that's when you gonna really know the person's true colors. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
But you're getting a little too high profile to just be around the way every day, right?
Hmm?
You a little too high profile now to just be.
I just can't be in the way, bro.
Wandering over to the bodega and shit.
I can't be wandering in the Bronx. Come on now. Bronx is a bunch of bullshit. Police, if it ain't the, for me, it's the police. Police always run down. They the real gang members out there.
It's wild.
What? Yo, you see them Fords that y'all see out here?
Yeah.
Them things give me PTSD in LA. That's not crazy, because that's what the police hop out on you regularly.
Yeah, because that's what
they hop out and do illegal searches. They do mad weird shit. They stop your car.
They'll have a postal truck or an Amazon truck, and it'll be full of detectives.
And it'll be full of feds.
They don't do that shit out here, bro.
It's different out there, bro. You laughing. It's not a joke. Yo, bro, in the nighttime, they will plan this whole thing. They will have mailmans, garbage trucks. They will have, yo, bro, you ever saw a garbage truck man hop out and point a gun?
Nah.
I saw that in real life.
What the fuck?
Not point a gun. Like not point a gun, but I see him like on some like hop out, like, feel me? Like
on some
weird ass FBI shit, gang. Like, God, I seen a nigga get snatched in the Amazon truck, man.
Just to try to get y'all.
New York is not a gang.
Just because you're hanging out outside on the corner or some shit?
More than my bro. Just for being an innocent man.
Wow. That's crazy.
Like, see Blue, right?
They target a lot of people out there, bro.
Mm.
There's a lot of innocent people that sit in jail for shit that they never did.
Damn.
And police just read it in a statement.
How many times you been arrested?
The judge going to look at the statement, look at the person.
Yeah.
Yo,
and look at his background.
But how bad did they be harassing you? How many times you actually got arrested?
Me?
Yeah.
I stay out the way, so police don't really, like, be on to me. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if you outside and they see you around, your friends, y'all deep, feel me? They're going to run down on y'all. And when they run down on y'all, that's when they start recognizing faces. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Once they stop you one time, next time they stop you, they're going to know who you are. Third time, they're going to ask you for your ID. That's how they do it, y'all. They be playing the smoke, bro, gangster. Or to my mother, bro. Them police is not stupid out there, bro.
But have you had contact with them since you got popping as a rapper? Because they probably know all about your songs and all that shit, right?
I haven't been in jail for almost 2 years.
Okay.
That's what's trying to keep it that way, bro.
Stay out the way. Stay out the way, bro. Especially in New York, because New York has a crazy history of a rapper blowing up and catching a case
right away.
Over and over and over.
New York might be the capital one of
TJ
that shit.
TJ, K-Flock, you feel me?
Bobby.
Pop Smoke.
Fuck everybody. That. New York might be the capital one of that shit, boy.
Pop Smoke
came up, and then he got booked in the feds for that car.
Oh, yeah. True.
Right? Yo, here, right? So, like, once, like, E-Dot Baby, like, and passed away, right? So, like, you actually, like, came out, and I think, like, you were the first one, like, in her to say, yo, like, I don't think that he committed suicide, right? Impossible. So, like, exactly what did you know or heard that made you think that he did not commit suicide?
Man, I don't know, man. I just look at it as I put myself in the situation, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not trying to share like that, bro, but like, me as a rapper,
mm-hmm.
me knowing who I am, me knowing what I'm going to be in the future, me taking a pole and kill myself, think about it.
Mm.
Look at me and tell me if you think I'm, like, feel me, you get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Look at me and tell me if you don't think I'm enjoying life.
Yeah.
You see what I be doing? I be enjoying life, gang.
So everybody's got their own struggles, man.
That's what I'm saying. You think about it.
No.
I don't think he was, feel me? I don't think he really, like, feel me? Like,
I think the girl did it?
Nah, I'm not saying that shit. Definitely not. I'm just saying, like, I don't know if he got the balls to be, like, suicidal in the head. Like,
yeah.
Feel me? Like, he's not.
At 17 years old, too.
At 17 years old, too, bro. Like, get it? Like, I don't know. That's how I think.
Now, here,
he
right.
got a career. That nigga ain't trying to kill himself.
What exactly was your reaction then when you seen, like, I think his sister posted a bunch of these, like, receipts about, like, how, like, in his blood was in, like, four different spots in the house and under, like, the mattress, too.
I don't know about that.
You feel me?
I ain't see that shit.
Man. Right. But, and obviously, though, you ain't feel too bad, right? Because you dropped E-Dot. No, sorry. Dottie Bop. Bro, all right, man. So, one, and how'd you know, one, like, yo, I'm going to sample him, say, stupid baby, right? You feel me? stupid baby, you feel me? And then drop it. And then, two, was you, like, running to the fucking studio when you heard, like, he passed away?
Nigga, running. I was speeding, nigga.
Nah, that's the...
I hit the NASCAR. Bro,
you laughing too much. Nah, as an interview, you got to just nod along, bro.
I was speeding.
Nah, that's fucked up.
Zoom, I was skirting, curving through cars. I was on my way. My man, I was hitting that GG dash, right? I was out.
Nah, you, bro. I was I out.
Because I knew if it would have been me, shit, I would have been the first name. E-Dot would have said my name the first... You get it? The first day.
Yeah. Hey, bro, would you... Okay, but like... So like, did you actually hold back? Or is that song as disrespectful as, like, you know, you want it?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I wanted that song to be a fucking, like that shit, like... You know how people hear certain songs and that shit just make them, like...
Mad?
Yeah, I want them to feel that shit, you heard? Yeah, you're stupid, baby.
Nah, stop that, bro. Nah, bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, stupid, your troll game is crazy.
I'm telling you, niggas keep playing with the wrong one. Y'all playing with the wrong one. Why I mentioned to my friends? What my friends do to y'all? Feel me?
What was, like, the issue between you and, like, him, though? Like, personally?
He be bringing up my mans. He talking about, I got a shot in my ass. He be trying, yeah. He be trying bullshit, bro. Nigga. And he made a song called On Hots to my beat. This is me. Like, talking about he going to come through my side looking for me. I'm like, what? I don't even know this kid. You from Harlem, gang.
Yeah.
I never met you in a day in my life.
You got shot twice, right? So, hey, right, okay. So, like, why... So why are, like, people saying, like, you got shot in your ass?
People trying, bro. That's a rumor. Big rumor.
Bro, clear it up.
Where'd it hit?
No. That's a big rumor. I got really hit, like on my back. Like, not my ass. Like, above, like, feel me? Like, no homo. Like, gangsta. Yeah, I got hit on my back, bro. On, like, it just be trying.
The random shit?
Yeah, where were you
with
at?
A little ass. It was a little bullet. Gangsta. Yeah. Two, like, a little deuce shit. Some little shit.
Was you outside?
It wasn't really harmful. I ain't gonna lie, I was outside. A fan, I don't know who this nigga is. Probably a fan, I don't know.
You still have no idea.
I don't know who it is, bro. Gangsta, I never know who it is, man. Wow. Niggas be fans. Niggas probably see me and been wanted to do something and never did it until, like, you get what I'm saying? I was by myself type shit. Like, niggas be pussy, bro. I'm still here.
You
I'm
came
still
outside
alive.
And was walking somewhere at a party and on your own block? Like where did it happen?
I was chilling. I was chilling on my block. Damn. Chilling on my block. Regular shit. No niggas be outside chilling. Yeah. I'm chilling with my older niggas. We chilling, you heard?
Yeah.
That's who I'll be chilling with.
Crazy.
And then, like, the latest time, I was like, what, like 5 months ago? So, when I heard, like, you got shot, right? But the first thing I said was, nah, bro. Right? Right? Because I heard, like, because again, like, being shot once and surviving, cool. Being shot twice and surviving is a low chance, right? So, like, you got shot now this time in your stomach?
I don't know. I never got shot in my stomach.
Nah, where?
Never. They had to cut my stomach open to see, like, if the bullet hit any major arteries or something. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the only reason why they cut my stomach open. That shit really came out, like, on the side of my hip.
Ah.
They had to cut it open. Got shot here? I got shot in my back. It traveled to my hip.
Second time, though.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
And they had to cut it open.
Yeah.
You just take it out.
Damn. But you outside too, though? And like...
Yeah, I'm out. Niggas be like, I'll be outside. I'm really outside, bro. Like, feel me?
Like, how did it happen twice, though? Like, was it like just like a random nigga just, like, where were you? Like, in on your block or like just like driving, you know, and just outside chilling somewhere?
I was just chilling, bro. I was outside chilling on my block.
He was outside.
With my mother, chilling.
Hey, bro, when you see, like, the ops, though, like, celebrating. What was, like, your reaction? Like, oh, damn.
Ladies, niggas look stupid. They all look dumb. They want me to be their friend, you know? They want me to go meet their friend. Why you want me to go meet your friend?
Niggas thought you was dead. And they was, like, smoking on the UG's
they, like,
pack,
smoking on
the African
me.
Pack.
Why you want me to go meet your friend for? I don't want to go meet that dead nigga. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm chilling over here. I want to be down here chilling, take care of my family, make a family before I go. Feel me?
Yeah. That's why you got to stay out the way.
Gangsta,
that's why being
that's
outside
why I really
is not it.
Way. That's why, yeah, it's not it. And people be like, oh, you was never outside. Go into my comments. People be like, you was never outside, this and that. You're right. You're right. Because the only time I come outside is when I got to do something real. You
they really
I'm
said
saying?
They were smoking African pack?
Yeah, bro.
That's terrible.
No, that's crazy.
How dare they?
Yo, right? But you actually, like, did it too, right? Because when Nas Blicky got shot, right? I think you mentioned it on your IG story, right?
Nah. I was like, I ain't, like, making fun of him or something.
Yeah.
I was like, that's crazy. Like, shit crazy. Gangsta.
Here, right? So, like, people, like, took that, though, as, like, sarcasm.
Well.
Like, when you said, damn, you know, like, that's crazy, like, Nas Blicky.
Oh, nah, hell no. I wasn't trying to make fun of him. Nah, I was just on the phone with him before that.
Oh, really?
Like a day before that, you know?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's my son, Gangsta. I was, like, on the phone with him a day before.
Yeah.
He was telling me, yo, we got to make a song because he made a song to my beat called PG-13. I don't know if you heard that song.
Yeah,
he made a song called PG-16.
Yo, and that was disrespectful as fuck. and, like, he got shot, like, what? Like, 2 days after
two
the snippet dropped,
right?
2 days
after the snippet, Gangsta.
And like, we just assumed that he got shot because of that song, and they still dropped the song. You feel me? But like, after, but after though, like, he got shot though, right? I know you seen, I'm talking about, but the ops was like smoking it, celebrating, right?
The whole world was celebrating, sucking dick. I'm just watching niggas like, niggas is stupid, bro.
Did you know though, he wasn't dead?
Nah, I didn't know. I definitely did not know. I'm
damn.
Like, this shit crazy.
Why are you...
Everybody was like, Nas passed. I'm like, what?
So I'm trying to put all the pieces together, and I'm seeing that you got the song Naughty Boppin', which is obviously close, the title, to Naughty Bop. And then I'm seeing you also got songs dissing the 41 dudes who made the Naughty Bop. Yeah. So what's your issue with them?
Fuck them niggas.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
They out. They gone. They gone. We gotta go.
Why?
I don't fuck with dick riders. You get what I'm saying? Bandwagons. Like
different Brooklyn.
People that's Dogers, like, I don't like that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like say like you, like you see how you create your content and shit, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, say like if you was a rapper, right?
Yeah.
And you not in this, you get what I'm saying? Like, would you like and you know like you fuck with both sides, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, would you like say if one side called you and be like, yo, why you making a song with the other side? Da da da, like,
mm-hmm.
Feel me? Mind you would already have made songs with that side, feel me?
Yeah.
Like, don't it go both ways? Like, you don't think so? Like, why would you like would you accept somebody else from that side calling you saying, yo, don't make a song with him? And you going, like, would you accept that?
Nah.
That's what a nigga did, bro. But and a nigga told me he want to hop on my
Kyle
song.
Kyle Rich or
that nigga, bro. Gangster.
Oh, man.
That nigga said he wanted to hop on a song that I did, feel me?
Like, yeah.
But I been had hit the nigga up. I been had told him his music fire. I will keep it a buck. I don't care. Music is music.
Yeah.
Feel me? Like, if your music fire, I'm going to listen to your music. Feel me?
Your shit hard,
fire.
Yeah.
And I was dead. I was one of them first niggas who ever posted that nigga shit.
Mm.
Gangsta. It's like everybody shit out, post games, they end up going viral. Like, what of my mother, when Ice Spice bitch ain't have no views, I posted her shit. Everybody was like, oh, you just like her, da da da. What of my dad? Gangsta, and then that shit went viral. Like, her new, she dropped a snippet after that.
Yeah.
That shit just went crazy, man. Like, I watched that shit hit a mill. Like,
you think. Should she do songs with artists like you who are coming up out of the Bronx? Or you feel is she going fully corporate with it?
She's willing to do songs with whoever she wants to do songs with.
Okay.
Is it true, though, that, like, UG was the first, like Bronx rapper to fuck Ice Spice?
Nah, you went crazy. I ain't ever touched that girl.
Nah? It looked though, right? That's when Drake, like, flew her out. And I seen, like, you posted her a couple times. I said, nah, bro. Drake just fucked my nigga bitch, bro. Nah.
Everybody said that.
I said, nah, bro. Yeah,
everybody said that. Yo, what the hell?
I said, nah, bro. Yo, I'll be real, bro. I'm a Drake stan, but I was Drake K for like a couple days,
yo,
my nigga.
All my friends like, yo, Drake shot.
I was heartbroken for you.
Like, what the hell? What the fuck going on, niggas? I want to some niggas like, you are, I'm like, oh, bro, that's like, that's not my girl, bro. Like,
how'd you react to that, though, right? Because when Drake flew her out for what, 2 weeks? A week?
I don't know.
Now, be real, bro. Bro, be real, dog.
He
was like, yo, listen, man, I have a chance, post her a little bit, you feel me? Talk to her, feel me? Right? And then make her my, like, Beyonce. So once Drake, interrupted those plans, my boy, tell me you was hot, man. Tell me, bro, you was hot. I would have been hot too, right, Adam?
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't care, bro.
I just like, the bitch going crazy. I ain't gonna lie, I'm like, pardon my loud bitch, but feel me? I'm just saying, like, female going crazy. Ain't shit, like, she going up.
And then, like, Munch dropped, like, a day after, like, she came back to the Bronx, and then once Munch dropped, it was out of here now, right?
Nah, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Once that dropped, it was like, you gone. Like,
has she hit you back yet? Nah!
Question, could you be a Munch? Would you allow a girl to refer to you as that?
Nah, I don't know Munch.
You can't eat pussy?
I'm only my females Munch, yo.
You don't eat pussy?
She's my female.
You're young.
Mm-hmm.
I only eat my female.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
He's 19, right? Or 18 right now?
19.
I know, right? But bro, you telling me that she don't like answer your like text no more? And like,
you trying to get me in trouble, bro?
This is what they want to know. They want to know.
Hell
no, I don't text that girl. That was old me. You heard when I was fiending for her.
Yeah.
She texted me back, gangster.
You was fiending it.
Yeah, I was fiending that first, gangster. Okay, no cap, I was a fiend, gangster. Like. She texts me, texts her back. I try, like, we was dad gonna do a song, Word of Bro.
Mm.
She sent me an email and shit.
Her email? Nah, that's cold.
Nah, we was supposed to do, she was like sending a track.
Okay.
To the email and shit. I was like doing my other shit, feel me? So I didn't really have time to do no other song for us, you feel me?
And now she's chilling with the op, Lil TJ.
I don't care. That's a female, bro. I don't really look at females like, oh, they in a situation. I don't put her in my problems, feel me?
Mm-hmm.
She a female, well, feel me, trying to go up, I understand, feel me?
If you sent her a song and it had you smoking on a bunch of different ops and shit, I feel like she's not getting on
nah,
that.
Nah, hell no. I wouldn't even do that. Like, I wouldn't even send her a track saying smoking on this, that, this, and that. Because that would be putting her in a situation, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Nah. She's smart staying out of it.
Yeah.
Yo,
but she should.
Nah, like, so like, and you're finna drop Dougie Bop. Now, first off, right? So like, and y'all convinced me that Dougie B couldn't get sturdy no more. Come on now, bro. Like, bro, he been getting busy, feel me, you know?
At first, he was a little stiff with it, you know? You know that too. He was a little stiff with it.
That leg, was smooth, now. That was, you know?
That leg was still in recovery, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, Ivis, here, right? So why are you dropping, you know?
Everybody gets a bop.
Like he bop.
Everybody. And wow. I'm about to make a rap bop. You heard? For all the snitches.
Bop everyone.
Yeah.
A word.
Yeah, rap bop for block work.
Yeah, wow, the snitching's taking over, huh?
Wait. The block work. Now, look though. I seen the paperwork.
Yeah, right.
Is that paperwork authentic?
That shit is HD. Fuck authentic. That shit is HD quality.
I'm breaking it down for the people though, right? So what did he like tell on?
He told on his friend. Whatever happened, yeah. He told on that man. You heard? He said, you got booked with the Knox, came home same day. You a bummer, you sue EK. He said, you not old why get the fuck out of my face. That's what his friend said about him. His own man said that on the track about him. So what that tells you? Hey, he snitched.
Yo, he's still like, okay, but like, he's still like denying it though. So like, is it like,
hey,
like
you ever heard of a man called Alpo?
Yo, he gangster though.
And where he at?
He's dead right now.
But I'm not trying to make fun of him, but I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it'd be tough rats out here, gangster.
Mm-hmm.
She 6'9"? He trying to be a tough rat, but he got mad police behind him.
Mm.
There's a difference between him and block work. You get what I'm saying?
You think is block work a tough rat?
I got a question. What happened to all them dudes from Bushwick that were hanging out with 6ix9ine for like a couple weeks there? I really don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Damn.
You asked a good question.
I haven't heard an update.
Damn, I don't know where them niggas
are. They got to have a YouTube video explaining where they're at or something, right?
You a cold one, man.
I'm just, I really want to know.
Oh, he a cold one, man.
He fucked up.
I don't know.
The penitentiary, man. That shit.
They got locked up?
Yeah.
For real?
He snitched on the whole gang, man.
No, but I'm talking about the dudes that were on the Academics podcast with the Hassan and shit.
Yeah.
You remember that? I'm not talking about the buzz that he
did. Oh, you talking about the recent video he just dropped.
Well, like a little while back.
When he was in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I forget those dudes'
names. He sprayed the shit on the shit.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Who? Like, what happened with them?
Oh, I don't know. I ain't see that one.
We got to hear it.
I ain't see that.
They got to make a vlog or something.
Yeah, I definitely saw that shit was going right, but it was like 6ix9ine in Brooklyn.
Mm.
Wow, probably had mad police on the other side of the camera, though.
No. Wait,
they
said
he wasn't with police. I don't
know. Yeah, because listen, because bro, like, if they say, yo, it's a no-fly zone, right, and he cannot come back, and he came back multiple times, cooling dolly in your hood, bro, that's a... You know, like, that's like a black mark in on Brooklyn now, right?
How dare you?
That's a nigga playing dangerous with his life, because at the end of the day, hey, a lot of people out here that don't give a fuck about who you are. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did you see Boston Richie getting interrogated?
Oh, you not even going to talk about that. That nigga broke my heart, man.
Oh, why?
You were fucking with him?
I was fucking with him, man.
Damn.
He said, don't get me started. It's your pussy ain't more than a carded. Hey.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, he was talking, but nah.
1090 Jake told me the same thing.
Interrogation room.
He said he was listening to him a bunch and then he snitched.
Oh, are you like done listening to him now? Like, cause he.
Nah, yeah. I'm good.
Damn. Was it like really like that back?
You didn't see it yet?
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
He was like 16 years old, I think, right?
What?
Was he really?
Yeah.
Nah, hell no. That nigga was about in his 20s.
Not, because he's like 20, I think like 22 right now, 23.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
He's young.
I thought the nigga was like 25, 28.
Nah, hell nah. Hell nah, right? Right? Yeah, right here, right? So like.
I don't know if anyone's going
to. Whatever age it gives you, it doesn't give you the right to snitch.
I just,
you put yourself in a situation, hey.
Even if we think it's wrong, I don't think anybody's gonna really give a shit about how old he was. Let's be real.
Right?
Nobody
gives
a fuck.
Let's settle this too.
It's like at 25. At this point,
oh, okay, 25.
At this point, what you label yourself as is what you gotta stick to. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you set up a code for yourself. You feel me? You gotta stick by this code. Or once you break that code, or once you even fragile the code, you're done.
It don't look good for Gunna. Nah.
Here though, right? So look, if Gunna, Boston Richie, or let's not hit you up and say, "Yo, we need a verse."
Hell no.
Wait, hold up now, bro. Like,
hell no.
The 6ix9ine shit, it ain't gonna
six,
do nothing
nine,
for
ain't,
you.
That shit is gonna.
How about Gunna?
That shit not gonna flock. And Gunna, I don't wanna.
Why though?
I don't wanna. And Richie. Shit, I don't know, man. You just broke my heart, gang. You fucked me up with that one.
Damn. Yo, listen, I do want to like talk about this though. So you two are like my friends, right? You feel me? I fuck with y'all, man. Lil Mabu, you jeez. Like, I actually talk and FaceTime Lil Mabu and you two, right? So what's the issue, man? Like, how can we resolve this?
Mabu, my son, man. That's my son, man. We don't got no problems. Me and Lil Mabu, we good.
Nah, bro. Feel, right?
That's my
you
son right
there. You dropped a Lil Mabu diss track already, though.
Yeah. That was... I don't believe that. Feel me? That was some shit that we had going on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was some publicity shit. Gangsta.
Hell nah, right? Hell nah. Listen, right?
Nah, gangsta, it was.
Here.
You saw his video, right?
Nah, right? Yo.
You saw his video?
Here, right? So look.
He put me on the Times Square billboard. Right on 42nd Street.
He got bread, though, right? So look, here. So I actually talked to him. And he told me, man, like, there's issues, but like, it's not too serious, right? Meaning, like, and if you was, like, sees me, and he's not gonna, like, shoot at me, but he probably, like, you feel me? Like, you know, like, punch me, right? Or
nah,
right?
Yeah, if I see him, I'm gonna rock him, yo.
Why, though?
Because he was fake choking hot in that song. I don't like how you said, my clothes come from Japan. He was just chatting.
Is he, like, the best white drill rapper out right now?
That's Tom Brady right there.
Tom Brady?
That's Tom Brady. Well, matter of fact, I'm saying the name.
He be outside, though.
That's his Spider-Man nigga. You heard? What's his name? What's Spider-Man name?
Oh, Tom Holland?
Yeah, Tom Holland. That's who he looked like. You ever saw Tom Holland?
Yeah, I know who he's on.
Yeah, he's a white boy in New York, in Long Island called Lil Mabu.
Right.
He looked just like
him. We made a post,
matter
too.
Matter of fact, he went viral just for taking a picture in the Spider-Man outfit with the money just like him, you heard?
No, what about Spider Cuz? What's going on with him?
Oh, that nigga be outside. You go to every club, you see that nigga.
For real?
He in there with that Spider-Man outfit.
No, but he see that Vice video?
Over his head and
he was crying.
Boots.
Who?
He got all emotional in the Vice video they did with him. He started crying and shit.
What?
I think so. I remember. He got very emotional. Spider Cuz is a deep guy. He's not just a guy in a Spider-Man costume.
I've never heard of him.
Crippin'.
Spider Cuz, I never heard of that.
For real?
I never heard of
that. Damn.
Spider-Cuz.
That's a Crip Spider-Man nigga, man.
You got a new favorite rapper, trust me.
A word.
You're going to spend a couple days going through his catalog.
You always wear that Spider-Man costume.
Now, listen, I'm going to definitely tap in. Yo, Matty G, so should we talk about that?
You tell me.
Huh?
Matty G?
Yeah, man, so.
That's the biggest troll in New York.
Okay, so you think he actually, like faked his death?
Well, he's alive, so
I mean,
yeah,
he's
right?
Alive, shit. I feel like he tried to take it up, you heard? But it didn't go all the way up. The spaceship came down, you heard?
It was a successful. Okay.
Yeah, it was an unsuccessful delivery, you heard? The delivery ain't go through.
Yo,
woke him back up.
Yo,
said,
pause,
yeah, Maddie, you're back.
His immune system.
Have y'all been terrorizing him that much to where, like, he's trying to, like, you know, like, leave?
Yeah, the white boy thinks he could take drugs as, like, Tylenols, you heard? So keep popping them Tylenols. You're going to find you an Adderall.
But, yo, you don't fuck with the drugs? Or what's
nah,
your attitude
yeah, I
on
don't
that?
Do those.
At all?
At all.
That's good.
I just smoke weed. That's it.
Nice. You got to stay
nothing.
On point.
I'm on 100. I'm on 1,000.
Like a little Dirk with the eyes open?
Hell yeah.
You see, though, like, that's pretty cool though, right? Because it's like the entire like quote unquote like drill audience be like, yo, like you Jesus crazy. He's losing his mind. You feel me? Like, what's your response to that?
I'm gonna be like, nah, people is bugging because if they was to really know me, like I'm Debbie chilling. Like, I ain't losing my mind, nigga. I'm chilling. Yeah. I might be losing my mind in this music shit, cause I be going crazy shit.
Of course.
Gangster. I be chilling though.
Yeah. Yo, like talk about like the screenshot that like some like Treach like leaked, right? Of like you like shooting your shot and call her mommy, I think, right? In a screenshot.
That was a gangster. That was not me. That was a whole fake account. Yo,
address that though, man.
I don't know how people could do this. Yo, people know how to make like the thing look like you. And
I've
then
seen it,
what my mother with the blue check and all like, yo, I was like, yo, teach me how to do that. Because, I could probably lie to the police. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wow. Shit. Nah, real nigga shit.
It wasn't you though, like at all.
Nah, word of my mother. I don't text females off the.
Yeah.
Like if I know you, and I've been talking to you, that's who I'ma text. But like, if I'm not fucking with you or nothing, like I'm not texting you, bro. Like, I don't know you. I don't even know
how
who
did
that
you
was.
Shoot your shot though.
Huh?
How do you like approach and shoot your shot at the latest Bronx Treach?
I don't think the Bronx Treach. My girl from Brooklyn.
Oh, where?
Nah, she from Harlem. But she feel me? She go in and out. Brooklyn, man.
Is she a rapper too?
No. Hell no.
Nah?
She a rapper.
Nah, she ain't no rapper. She huh.
You couldn't have a rapper girlfriend?
Nah, I can't do no rapper girlfriend.
You couldn't fuck with Asian doll?
Hell no.
Why not?
That's an industry plant. Turn around. Turn around. That shit. She go, you could pick her off. You could pick her off one of these.
Yo, is it true though that she was like, so I think Nas EDK said that she was like selling a pussy to like Bronx rappers for like $10,000?
I don't know, because I don't know nothing about that female. All I know is that she fucked with the ops. So you got to stay away from her.
Multiple ops?
All the ops.
Who though? So I know Dougie B smashed. And who else?
I don't know who smashed, but all I know is that every other week you see her with a new rapper. That's not true.
A new op, right?
A new rapper in a new op.
Brother, like that's, brother, like, you know, like, that's insane, right? She actually got, like, kicked out and after claiming to be the queen of the Bronx. Yeah, remember?
She How said, you the queen of the Bronx? You King Von, bitch.
Damn.
You from Chicago.
She from Texas.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
She from Texas,
Shout out to Asian doll.
Yo, she just killed herself from being from Texas and acting like she's from Chicago. Shorty, you're not from Chicago. That's crazy. I thought she was from Old Block.
That vlog convinced everybody.
Yeah, that
took
vlog
her to the
made
O.
Her,
nah, she ain't from
Yo, King Von made her look like she's Old Block out. You know? Yo, King Von did that.
I remember. Yo, hey, right. So, okay, so look. So, like, in... If she's not the queen of the Bronx or like the queen of the drill, then who's your queen of the Bronx?
Scotty Chuhati, my sister.
Mm.
She's different. I'm telling you, wait. She got a new vid that's out right now. Feel me? She just dropped a new vid.
Yeah.
Watch, she's on the road. We just dropped a matter of fact, you ain't see it. Me and Nessie Flock, Scotty Chuhati, and AB the Jet.
Yeah.
We just dropped African Demons, part two.
Oh, shit.
Every African on the track, you heard?
They all African, too?
Yeah, we all African.
Where they from?
They from Gambia and Ghana.
Would you let...
Nessie from Ghana, my man's AB from Gambia.
Would you let Flacco be in a video and just wave the blicky around at the camera or some shit?
Come on.
Hell yeah, wave the beam, you heard?
You feel me?
Gotta flick that beam, yo.
Yo, Russell, look, so like, and the last question is this, right? Marry, fuck... Kill, right? Cancel B, Scotty Chuhati, and Murder B.
What about them?
Fuck, marry, kill.
You crazy.
Scotty's my sister. She got to get on the list.
Kill?
Nah, Scotty Chuhati, my sister. That's my sister, man. That's my blood. That's my blood sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hell nah.
Fuck, that's
my blood sister. Hell no, Kezo B, that's my man sister. So I can't. She's not even on the list.
Nah, come on now. Yo, let's
shit.
Yo,
you gotta have to pick other females. Murda B is one of them. She can stay on the list.
I love Murda B, Ice Spice, and Kenzo B.
Michelle Obama.
Murda B. I'm killing her.
you booming Murda B?
Yeah, I'm booming her.
God damn. Marry and fuck.
Damn, that's marry and fuck. That's the last
yeah.
two.
Yeah.
It can't be fuck, man.
Nah, fucking marry. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, I'm definitely marrying Kenzo B and fucking Ice Spice.
I'm flipping that.
All right, so fuck Kenzo B and marry Ice Spice.
Man, I can't really even say that, bro. That's crazy. Yo, I can
let him dodge this. He clearly don't want this smoke. Like, come on, man.
I don't even know why I answered that. You should just set me up.
Nah, come on. Bro, yo, listen, man. Ice Spice, please, bro. Don't be fake. Feel me, man? Like, you again, like, UG's got you hot, you feel me? He showed you love, man. Give bro a song,
she
man.
She definitely got herself
up. Of course.
I love how you're always rooting for somebody to get some pussy.
Huh? Yeah, man, you know.
Good friend.
You know. But yeah, man, yo, how you feel, man?
I'm fucking with it. I encourage everybody out there to listen to this music because this is the craziest, the scariest drill rapper I might have ever heard. I'm gonna just be real. That's why I had to be here.
Yo, and the Bronx niggas, man, stop being scared to come afford for like the interview, man. Cause yo,
good vibe, bro. Good vibe.
Yeah, man. Come on now.
This might be one of the greatest platforms. I ain't gonna lie. When I was young, I used to dead watch y'all, gangster.
That word.
Appreciate that, man.
We see, man.
My guy.
Man, great, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you, Flacco.
Yeah.
Thank you, UGs. Everybody tap in. Turn them up on all music platforms, et cetera.
Tap in.
Thank you, bro. Much love. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, OnlyFans, et cetera. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support.
Gra, gra. Everybody shot, right?